The point of this is to acknowledge the work and hard, you know, dedication that staff and volunteers do behind the scenes as it relates to, you know, making sure that patients are getting high quality care. National Health Center Week is also to celebrate, again, the cost effectiveness of community health centers. We save the American healthcare system and taxpayers more than $24 billion a year, you know, providing healthcare services. And so community health centers are very important.
And the point you want to make, obviously, with the elected officials is that the taxpayers' money through MassHealth or whatever grant programs you may have here is being well spent.
Absolutely. So one in 15 people use community health centers, and it definitely is cost effective on the taxpayer dollar. And while one in 15 people use it, most people still are not aware that community health centers do exist. And so we want to get the name out or get the health centers out there. So Caring Health Center is just one of 50 other community health centers that do a great job in terms of helping save the taxpayer dollar.
How many patients does community health center serve?
Well, Caring Health Center
Caring
Health Center, we have 20,000 patients and we serve in 34 languages.
And is it fair to say that most of the people who come to you are on MassHealth, or do they have private insurance? How does that break down?
So a good percentage have MassHealth. So we would say roughly about 70% of our patients, 70 to 77% of our patients have MassHealth. And then, of course, we also have patients who have commercial insurances as well.
This facility is relatively new. I mean, relatively new in terms that it was renovated a few years ago. You put many millions of dollars into it. How is this helping to serve the Springfield community, this new, I forget what you spent, was about $20
million? $20 million, yeah. So 4 years ago, we renovated this particular building. I mean, it was cheaper to probably tear it down, but of course, you know, we're working with the mayor and trying to build the South End in terms of keeping the historical character of the South End. We decided that it was best to renovate this building. And of course, we've already maxed out our space here in this building. So that just goes to show you that there is a great need in the community. And again, with 20,000 patients and over 60,000 annual visits a year, we certainly have maxed out the space.
And what do people get here? What type of medical services do you provide specifically?
Sure. We provide primary care. We provide dental services. We provide substance abuse and recovery. We provide pharmacy services, counseling, testing. So a variety of comprehensive primary care needs are met here. Pediatrician, WIC services, women, infants, and children. So there's a number of different programs that we provide. We have a research and wellness program also, because our focus, of course, is prevention and wellness as well.
So Caring Health Center and the other community health centers are at the forefront of the combating the opioid crisis as well, then?
Absolutely. So we have a behavioral health department. So in addition to the substance recovery, we also have a behavioral health, and opioid addiction is definitely a key focus.
What do you think people maybe don't know about community health centers? Do they think back to the old free clinic days, and maybe, you know, that perception is wrong, right?
Absolutely, their perception is wrong, because it's not just for community health centers are to service everyone, whether or not you have insurance, whether or not you do have insurance. So it's not only for the underserved, but community health centers are for everyone. So to remove that stigma that it's just for folks who don't have insurance, that's not true. So it's not just for free care, but it's for people who have insurance as well as people who don't have the insurance. So we provide services whether people have the ability to pay, whether they have insurance or they don't have insurance.
And the quality of care, how would you rate that?
The quality of care is top notch. We have providers who are certified. We have mid-levels. We have MDs. So we have great providers.